Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in our dark island skies, as well as the latest news in the astronomy world. And as usual, we turn to the expertise of Christopher Phillips. Hey, Christopher, how you doing? What's going on?
Hey, Dave. How's it going? So this week, stargazers, look out for Venus and Mars in the evening sky. Both planets are very bright and easy to spot with the naked eye. The moon this week will be well on its way to becoming full, so that means stargazing is going to become quite challenging towards the end of the week. This month, be sure not to miss the Geminid meteor shower. It will appear to originate near the constellation of Gemini, and it will peak on the morning of December 14th.
Now, from what I gather, you've got a story about NASA on the defensive.
They are indeed. This week, NASA has been called upon by members of the House Science Committee to defend the proposed Asteroid Redirect Mission, or ARM for short. The incoming administration of President-elect Donald Trump is looking to gather as much information as they can on proposed missions created under the previous administration of Obama. This could mean that some missions may face the axe as political focus is redirected.
And so tell us more about ARM.
The mission itself consists of a deep space probe that would be sent to rendezvous with a small asteroid and redirect it into a stable orbit around our own moon. Essentially, this is a capture and retrieve mission.
How does one redirect an asteroid?
Well, there's multiple ways of doing it. First of all, you can actually grab onto the asteroid with a spacecraft using robotic arms, or you can actually use the gravity of the spacecraft, as small as it is, to help nudge the asteroid off course. There are a few candidates that NASA is looking at, and each one weighs in at multiple tons. The probe will also collect samples from the asteroids and return them to Earth for analysis.
So it's a spaceship that's coming back with stuff.
It is indeed.
That sounds very dangerous and complicated.
It's a risky mission, but not for the reasons you might think. Firstly, the greatest risk is to the spacecraft itself. It could bump into the asteroid and be destroyed. Maneuvering and rendezvous in deep space is tricky business. Now, the risk to the Earth, however, is minimal, as the asteroid that will be captured will be small enough to burn up in the Earth's atmosphere should it get out of control.
And there's no weird viruses or something they could pick up on that thing and bring back to the Earth?
Absolutely not. The asteroids that NASA are looking at are essentially sterile for all intents and purposes.
Here's hoping for steady green lights for that thing. Another interesting report. Thank you, Christopher Phillips.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We will catch you next week for Stargazer.